Hi, this is Tim from Brown Spirits. Our new album, Volume 3, is in the spotlight on this week's Sideways Through Sound. And I'll be guest programming a few songs for you on this week's show. I would like to start off with Oh Yeah by Can. Can are a pretty important band to us, a band that we got into quite young. An old friend's dad actually worked on the docks in the 1970s and had another friend there who was, might have been part of the Painters and Dockers. I don't know if they were around then, but basically he used to always receive krautrock records. And without any radio exposure back then, you know, it was always like a bit of a mystery bag as to, you know, what you would get when you listen to a krautrock record, because it was so different to what was happening in Melbourne. so anyway, here is Oh Yeah by Can off Tego Mago, which is probably their magnum opus as far as I'm concerned.
I'm
that was Oh Yeah by Can. This is Tim from Brown Spirits. I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. There are a few songs that are important to us as a band, and I guess the next one I would like to play to you is by Funkadelic, a band that were often quoted as too black for the white guys and too white for the black guys. I guess they were like a Detroit / New York eventually band, funk band, rock band, obviously very influenced by Hendrix. This song is called Friday Night, August the 14th. It's taken from Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow, which I think was their second or third album from 1970. I think point, it was their mission statement to blow the MC5 off stage. I don't know if they succeeded, but this song, if it's anything to go by, it gives you an idea of how powerful they were live. We'll be right back. Friday Night, August the 14th by Funkadelic from 1970. This is Tim from Brown Spirits. I'm guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. A few songs that are important to us as a band, which is in the spotlight this week. Our new album is called Volume 3 by Brown Spirits. And the next song I'd like to play is called Astral Traveling by Pharoah Sanders, one of my all-time favourites, and a really nice use of Fender Rhodes, I believe, by Lonnie Liston Smith.
Thank you.
That was Astral Traveling by Pharoah Sanders and taken from the Thambi album. I've been guest programming this week's Spotlight Selections on Sideways Through Sound. there is a couple of more songs we've got to go. A bit more of a modern band, I think, that wears the influences on their sleeve is Stereolab, a band that blatantly, not rips bands off, but just really wears their influences with pride and yet comes up with something original every time, whether it be the Velvets, you know, Pet Sounds, Noi, you name it. This particular song was, I guess, a bit of a B-side or a rarity off the Aluminium Tunes compilation. It's called Long Hair of Death, and it's by Stereolab, a band I caught recently and I was blown away by once again.
Thank you.
That was Long Hair of Death by Stereolab. The final song I've got is a track from the soundtrack to the film More, a classic junky romance from 1969. And this is by Pink Floyd, probably quite possibly my favourite band ever. This is a song called Main Theme. Obviously, it's the opening theme to the film. And for me, it just sums up the ambience, but also the mystique of the band of that era. I know they went through a lot of phases, but Main Theme for me is one of the darkest things they did at that time. And obviously that album soundtrack also features the Nile song, which is, you know, proto-punk in a sense, but Main Theme, yeah, one of my favorites. Yeah, anyway, thank you, Mark. Thank you to SER. I appreciate you having us today. Hope you enjoy it. Cheers.